It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we head into the election year, expect plenty of discussion of Michigan. It's a presidential swing state and at the center of some of the economic trauma of the past several years. The state still has double-digit jobless rates and is also home to a reviving auto industry. President Obama considers that a success. GM and Chrysler survived with billions of dollars in federal help. Republican presidential candidates are critical, and that includes Mitt Romney, a Michigan native whose father once ran a car company. Romney has been campaigning in Michigan, and NPR's Don Gagne has been watching.
We don't yet know which Republican will get the nomination to take on President Obama next year, but if you listen to this attack ad from the Democratic National Committee, it's clear that Democrats are eyeing a certain matchup at this point with Mitt Romney.
You wouldn't know he was from around here.
Let Detroit go bankrupt.
This city, where American rubber meets the road, a town that's been to hell and back. So what was his answer for the Motor City?
Let Detroit go bankrupt.
Now he's coming back, asking for our votes.
The ad goes after Romney for saying that no federal money should have been used for aid to General Motors and Chrysler as they struggled to survive back in 2009. Romney, in a debate on CNBC in Michigan two nights ago, defended his position.
I said from the very beginning they should go through a managed bankruptcy process, a private bankruptcy process.
He called the tens of billions in federal aid, quote, wasted.
My plan, we would have had a private sector bailout with the right of private sector restructuring and bankruptcy with the private sector guiding the direction as opposed to what we had with government playing its heavy hand.
Romney speaks as someone with deep ties to this state and as someone who knows the industry and its ways. He grew up here. His dad was governor and CEO of American Motors. At nearly every campaign event, Romney looks back. He did so again yesterday at a rally in the Detroit suburb of Troy.
Back in the 1950s, Michigan had the highest income per person of any state in America. What a state this has been. We had the technology, the innovation. Ann's dad, he came here, went to work in the auto industry. His job, or his schooling was at the General Motors Institute of Technology.
But United Auto Workers President Bob King says there's a disconnect. Romney has such fond memories of the state and its key industry, but his proposed fix would have been devastating, according to King. He says there's no evidence that the private sector would have saved GM and Chrysler.
You can talk to General Motors executives. You can talk to people in the financial arena. There was no money. If they had gone through a normal bankruptcy process, they would have been liquidated. There was no financial institution willing to lend money to the companies. The only possible source of the loan was the government. And so, really, there would not have been an industry.
The Independent Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor says its analysis supports that view. But in staking out his position, Romney is in line with all of his competitors for the Republican nomination. One prominent Republican with a different take, however, is Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, who took office in January. He talked to NPR this week.
I'm a strong believer in the free enterprise system, free market. And if you're talking about any one company going bankrupt, that's what the system's there for.
While Mitt Romney argues that that should have been the approach with GM and Chrysler, Snyder says no, that this was about a lot more than just these two individual companies.
It would have brought down the whole supply chain, and it would have put Ford in bankruptcy along with hundreds of suppliers. So that's a much different circumstance than saying you're talking about one individual company with some ancillary damage.
Still, Governor Snyder says the debate over the bailout should not occupy a great deal of time in the 2012 presidential campaign. In Michigan, at least, don't count on that. Don Gagne, NPR News, Detroit.